has joined.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Are you the first? Good morning.
How are you?
Baruch Hashem, and you?
Well, thank you.
Glad to hear that. Since I overslept yesterday, and between the fourth Aliyah and the fifth Aliyah, there's a total of 25 verses. I thought we would do both in case anybody hadn't read the fourth Aliyah. So we'll start with L'shem Yichud, and then be reading the fourth portion, the fourth Aliyah. L'shem Yichud Kudcha Barichu Ishkinte Bidkilu Urchimu Utkilu Utkilu Urchimu Le'achda L'shem Yudhei Bavate Le'yichuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Le'mud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah Le'ehinu Amadunai Elohinu Aleinu Ma'asei Yadenu Kanane Aleinu Ma'asei Yadenu Kananehu. There are 15 verses in the fourth Aliyah. We know the number 15 connects to the name Yah, Yud-Heh, representing metaphorically the upper worlds, the world of Olam Atzilut, emanation, and the world of Olam Briah, creation. We start with chapter 8, verse 15, and we go through chapter 9, verse 7. And I would like to just point out the chapter and verse nomenclature that we use, everybody in the world uses, is not from a Jewish construct. If it were a Jewish construct, we would be looking at the spaces in the Torah that represents, for lack of a better description, paragraphs. And I think you will find that that is true, that this chapter 9, verse 7, there's a space after that. I haven't verified that, but that's my sense of why these numbers of verses were chosen by the sages to be the various aliyot in every portion. Verse 15 of chapter 8. Vaydaber Elohim el Noach lemor. Say min hateva ata v'yishtecha. Uvanecha unshevanecha itach kohachaya asher itcha mikol basar ba'of uva b'chema uvachol haremes aromes aret hatze Itach b'shar tzuvaretz ufaru v'ravu al haaretz. Please notice in this verse there is the word yetzei. In the written form, would be pronounced O. Hotsa or Hotse or Hotse. It's interesting. I'm not sure what these words mean, and we'd have to take a look at it. verse 18. Vayetse Noah uvana v'ishto unshevana vito. Kol hachaya kol haremes v'kol haof kol romes al haaretz l'mishpechotehem yatzu min hateva. Vayiven Noach mizbeach la'Adonai Yohei wachei adanu yo yo wachei dawanu heyo. Vayikach mikol ha'behema ha'tehora u'mikol ha'of ha'tahor ve'ya'al olad ba'mizbeach. Vayarach Adonai Yohei wahei adanu yo yo wahei dawanu heyo. Et reach ani choach vayomer Adonai Yohei wahei adanu yo yo wahei dawanu heyo. Elibo lo osif, the kalel od et ha'adama ba'avur ha'adam ki etzer lev ha'adam ra minu ra. Velo osif o lehakot et kol chai ka'asher asiti. O kol yomei haaretz era, v'katzir v'kor v'ahom v'tayitz, v'horef yom v'layla lo yishboto. The next chapter, it's 9, verse 1. Vayivarech Elohim et Noah, v'yet banav vayomer lachem teru, urlu milu et haaretz, umorachem behichem. Yihye al kol chayat haaretz, v'yal kol uf hashamayim, v'kol asher tirmos ha'adama, u'v'chol degei hayam b'yetem. Nitanu kol remes asher hu chai, lachem yihye la'ach la'yerek, esev natati lachem et kol. Ach basar benafsho damo lo tokelu ve'afet dimchem lenafsho teichem ed rosh miyad kol hayad ad reshenu umiyad hadam miyad ish. Achiv et rosh et nefesh adam. Sofech dam ha'adam badam, badamo yishamech ki v'tselem. Elohim asa et ha'adam, v'yatem paru urvu shirtsu haaretz urvu va. And now for the English translation. Chapter 8, verse 15. And God spoke to Noah, saying, go out of the ark, you and your wife, and your sons' wives with you. Every living thing that is with you of all flesh, of fowl, and of animals, and of all the creeping things that creep on the earth, bring out with you, and they shall swarm upon the earth, and they shall be fruitful and multiply upon the earth. So Noah went out, and his sons and his wife, and his sons' wives with him. It would be less words if the Torah said, and Noah did as God told him. So why do we need to know and have this repeated to us? I'm not going to answer the question because I've never really heard an explanation that satisfied me. But these are the kinds of questions that we need to be thinking about as we read and begin to understand what the Torah is saying. Verse 19. Every beast, every creeping thing, and all fowl, everything that moves upon the earth, according to their families, they went forth from the ark. And Noah built an altar to the Lord, and he took of all the clean animals and all the clean fowl and brought up burnt offerings on the altar. The question I'm thinking about, did Noah, representing the priest of the world, did Noah sacrifice one animal or one pair of animals for each of the people? That would explain why there were seven of each. There were the three sons, and himself is four, and if he did it for each of the wives, that would be a total of eight animals. And the pairs of animals makes 14. So we have six animals left over. It's a thought that just occurred to me. Verse 21. And the Lord smelled the pleasant aroma. And the Lord said to himself, I will no longer curse the earth because of man, for the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth. And I will no longer smite all living things as I have done. I heard a very nice explanation of that. Why did God develop the concept of the rainbow, as we will see? But why did God promise not to destroy the earth? And the Midrash is saying that because Noah was afraid to have children in case the world would be destroyed again. So God promised him he wouldn't destroy the world. And on another level of consciousness, what God said is that we are now at a place, having cleansed the earth, that even if man does the same negative actions, he has the opportunity to cleanse himself through teshuvah. And so that is why he promised Noah. These are two different metaphors, just two different ways of understanding a question and answer. Why did God say he wouldn't destroy the earth again? And one represents physical answer, and the other represents the spiritual answer. Verse 21. And the Lord smelled the pleasant aroma, and the Lord said to himself, I will no longer curse the earth because of man, for the imaginations of man's heart is evil from his youth, and I will no longer smite all living things as I have done. So long as the earth exists, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. One way of understanding these eight items. These are eight different seasons. We think there's only four seasons.
Has joined.
But there's really a season for every 45 days during the year. Chapter 9 of Genesis, verse 1. And God blessed Noah and his sons, and he said to them, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth. And your fear and your dread shall be upon all the beasts of the earth and upon all the fowl of the heaven, upon everything that creeps upon the ground and upon all the fish of the sea, for they have been given into your hands. Every moving thing that lives shall be yours to eat. Like the green vegetation, I have given you everything. But flesh with its soul, its blood, you shall not eat. But your blood of your souls, I will demand an accounting from the hand of every beast, I will demand it. And from the hand of man, from the hand of each man, his brother, I will demand the soul of man. Whoever sheds the blood of man, through man shall his blood be shed, for in the image of God he made man. And you be fruitful and multiply, swarm upon the earth, and multiply thereon. Why did it need to say be fruitful and multiply twice in this reading? Now let's read the fifth Aliyah, which has a total of 10 verses. It goes from chapter 9, verse 8 to 17. Verse 8. Vayomer Elohim El Noach v'el bana v'ito lemor. V'ani hineni mekim et riti itchem v'et sarachem acharechem v'et kol nefesh achaya asher itchebao Abhema v'chal chayat haaret itchem hiko itse hateva l'kol chayat haaret v'akim oti et beriti itchem v'lo ikaret basar od mime amabul below hayihye od mabul shachet haaretz. In this verse you have the name of God after Mashiach. It's Yud-Heh, Yud-Heh. The discussion of that is a very long discussion, so we're not going to deal with it other than to note it. Vayomer Elohim zot You see a permutation of Hashem's name in the first word of this verse 14. Hayah is the verb to be. And the Vav says it's a connecting Vav, and there is. Except it's a permutation of Hashem's name. Which month does it connect to? I don't know offhand, but that will give you some additional insights into this verse. Verse 15. Vizacharti et beriti asher beini uveinechem uvein kol nefesh taya beko pasar velo yihye od hamayim lemabul leshachet kol basar behaita hakeshet Benan Uriti Ha Please Kor Berit Olam Elohim Uvein Kol Nefesh Tayab Kol Basar Asher Al Haaretz Vayomer Elohim El Noah Zot Od Habrit Asher Hakimoti Beni Uvein Kol Basar Asher Al Haaretz. Now let's look at the English translation. And God said to Noah and to his sons with him, saying, And I, behold, I am setting up my covenant with you and with your seed after you. I'm looking at something before I make the comment. For some reason, if God had said, and with your children after you, it would have been the word benot, which is four letters. And the word for see in its plural is zarachem, five letters. There's no additional letter. So why? What do we learn from Zarachem? I don't have an answer to the question yet, but in time, these answers will come to us. They will be revealed by someone. And once they're revealed by someone, then that information becomes available to all the people who are connected. And with every living creature that is with you among the fowl, among the cattle, and among all the beasts of the earth, with you, of all those who came out of the ark, of all the living creatures of the earth. And I will establish my covenant with you, and never again will all flesh be cut off by the flood waters, and there will never again be a flood to destroy the earth. Now, this is a different statement than what we read in the fourth Aliyah, where he promised not to destroy the earth. Now he's limiting it to there won't be another flood. And Hashem, or Elohim, said, this is the sign of the covenant, which I am placing between me and between you. and between every living soul that is with you for everlasting generations. Does that mean all generations, or only those generations that are everlasting? My rainbow I have placed in the cloud, and it shall be for a sign of a covenant between myself and the earth. It's not a covenant between men, indicating that it won't be a flood. The earth won't be destroyed anymore, but people might be. Asvi shalom. And it shall come to pass when I cause clouds to come upon the earth, that the rainbow will appear in the cloud. And I will remember my covenant, which is between me and between you, and between every living creature among all flesh. And the water will no longer become a flood to destroy all flesh. And the rainbow shall be in the cloud, and I will see it, to remember the everlasting covenant between Elohim and between every living creature among all flesh, which is on the earth. And God said to Noah, this is the sign of the covenant that I have set up between myself and between all flesh that is on the earth. The phrase Al Ha'aretz is being translated here as on the earth. But Al is a word that can be seen as above, can be translated as above. On the earth is a more appropriate translation for our understanding. But the fact that it could be above the earth and it could say Beha'aretz would be less letters. It implies that there's nations, there's something in the earth. Because the preceding bet, a bet at the beginning of the word, can be translated as in or on. So the word al, ayin lamed at this point, is teaching us something, whatever it is, we may not know. But essentially, that's the issue. Thank you for joining the class today. We will have three more classes during the day. One is at 11 a.m. West Coast time. And that class is Sefer Yetzirah. And we'll have a deep Zohar class at 4:30 West Coast time. And at 7 o'clock, we will have a Zohar class for the Parasha of Noah. Shalom Gadol to everyone. Have much serenity in your life. Try and remain in balance during this energy of Cheshvan. Today is the fifth day of Cheshvan. So in 6 days will be the 11th. The 11th of Cheshvan, we will have a special study connecting to Rachel Imenu. Shalom Gadol to everyone.
Shalom.
has joined.